extract.
Will Congress break for Christmas? I don't know. It's looking like they're fighting over the timeline. Will Congress pass this $1.1 trillion bill that they're considering right now that is absolutely insane and is loaded with earmarks? That's where we start America Tonight. Kate Delaney, how are you, America? Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. And, of course, beyond our borders. A big shout-out to Christina in Sweden. I was thinking about her today when I read a story about the authorities in Sweden saying they've got about 200 extremists and counting. No kidding. It's called sleeper cells, and apparently they're loaded with them. Remember, Stockholm was pretty sleepy, and then suddenly a bomb blast just a couple of days ago really rocked that side of the world. Luckily, more people weren't hurt or killed, because nobody was killed in that act. And it was a guy who was somebody who wanted to be thought of as an Islamic terrorist. There's too much of that going on, unfortunately, in this day and age. Sad to say, huh? Freezing rain. Some of you are dealing with it. In fact, we had a caller tell us in a previous hour, Rick in Illinois, that he was white-knuckling it and was proud to say it. And that's what you should do. Don't try to hydroplane. That's the worst thing when you spin out. We've had some wild weather conditions, and that's nothing new. You know, this show is live, and we're always talking about what's going on currently. So currently, there are some of you that are dealing with some pretty wicked temperatures and some nasty stuff. You know, it was just a few days ago we were talking about the horrible snow. And in Canada, notice we haven't heard from Al or Sam. They've had a lot of problems in Ontario. Just looking at the people who were stranded, I can't imagine. I think if you live in some of these parts where you get that sock you in kind of snow, you've got to have that emergency preparedness deal. You know, the thick blankets in the back of the car or whatever. I used to laugh when people would tell me that when I lived in California. It was about earthquake preparedness. Every once in a while, you'd see some silly public service announcement about earthquake preparedness. And then guess what? When I was there, an earthquake hit, and I wasn't earthquake prepared. I was outside of the zone, though, but went in as a television reporter to cover it and watched as people were trying to pick through everything and didn't have any kind of supplies to go to. So there is something about being prepared that we all kind of poo-poo. Ah, yeah, sure, whatever. And we don't have that bag packed or the documents that you need when you run out the door when you get hit with the flood or snow, or because sometimes you have to abandon your place or whatever. So that's my lecture for the top of this hour. They're talking about a half an inch of ice that's expected to actually accumulate for my pals across Kentucky and Tennessee, maybe even into Mississippi and parts of Alabama. So you know that means power lines go down, and you get that whole winter storm warning. And, geez, you really want to have something to go to if the power goes out, because then that's no fun. The power goes out, and you start adding up the time of when, you know, you've put on every layer of clothes that you could possibly think of and reach and grab for, and you can't find your flashlight, you can't find candles, can't find anything. Remember a couple of years ago, I want to say it was like 2000, maybe it was 2004. I'd have to look it up, but there was a terrible storm in New Hampshire. I know we have listeners in and around New Hampshire where, like, for 13 days, there was no power. There was nothing. Boom. They were cut out. They were cut off. You know, there was snow. It was terrible. And it made big headlines, like a lot of these storms are. And I thought about that. 13 days. 13 days, almost 2 weeks. How crazy would that be to try to to try to survive, first of all, if you live like most of us and you don't have food stored up that you can go to, that you don't have to heat up and do all that stuff with, because you don't have your microwave, you don't have any of that. And a lot of those people, it was pretty rough stuff as they tried to rescue some of them and whatnot. And those parts of the country, there's always that possibility you could get hit with that. Speaking of getting a hit, I mentioned this right at the top, talking about Congress and whether or not they would work through the Christmas holidays, because that's being threatened, because time's running out, frankly, on the lame duckers, and meaning the majority of Democrats, too, and on the government's potential to spend lots of money. So the Senate is considering the bill that would pretty much settle the fiscal issues for the rest of the year for 2011. $1.1 trillion, as I mentioned, that crazy, crazy number. Republicans are threatening to obstruct it by doing a big-time filibuster. Here's what Senator John Cornyn had to say on it.
This bill, if it passes, funds Obamacare for the next year and would deny us an opportunity to do what the American people want, which is to repeal this bill and replace it with something that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, in repealing it, I'm for health care reform, no doubt. Is there anybody who says we shouldn't have health care reform? I don't know. Maybe there is. But then you're not really watching what's happening. The insurance companies have killed us in the United States. It's ridiculous where we rank in health care. But there are some things that were pushed through hurriedly that need to be taken out of what has now become health care reform. So all the pork and the pet projects that are part of this bill are just out and out ridiculous. I mean, out and out ridiculous. But it's funny. You have Senator Cornyn talking about that, and Cornyn has requested 54 earmarks worth more than $170 million. John Thune, the senator from South Dakota, 43 for him. You know what his total is? $165 million. You know, there's an organization called Taxpayers Against Earmarks, and they are the watchdog group. They look at it. They try to figure out what the earmarks are, because it would take you forever to pour through it. And the amount of earmarks and what they are for are crazy. I'm just going to give you a couple of thumbnail ones because it's just too fun to pass this up. $18 million for a Fort Knox railhead upgrade for the military. $2.5 million for health facilities at Western Kentucky University, $3 million to widen a road at Fort Campbell. Is that fair or foul, do you think? That's Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who is known for sending millions of dollars to his home state of Kentucky. Now, those earmarks don't seem so ridiculous, because there are other earmarks where you're talking about pig poop and analyzing it. I'm not kidding. And you got to think that you have to shoot that down. So the problem is there are some things that are requested that make sense, but there's so much that's ridiculous. There's so much pork that a lot of it doesn't make any sense. Hang with us. More to come.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
All right, the kick in the head part with the federal government comes in the form of if they don't pass something, the federal government once again is on the verge of possibly shutting down if they miss one of the deadlines for the spending bill, which Republicans say they're opposed to because they've got to strip it clean from the really, really hidden earmarks. So it is a nightmare on the Hill. Luckily, we have people in Washington that we've been talking to from the Talk Radio News Service. Great group of folks who have been covering everything there now for the longest time, and we're thrilled to be involved with them. So each and every night, we kind of get the skinny on, we get the skinny on what's happening. And we know that it was wild stuff watching the arguments over this bill. And trust me, you can download this sucker, but I don't think you want to, because if you download it, that's it for your printer, you know, with the ink and the paper and everything else. But it would take me, I couldn't possibly read this. It would take me all of Christmas and then some to go through it, and then I really couldn't, because here's the thing about a bill that's, you know, almost 2,000 pages long. It's not like you're speed reading. It's not Evelyn Woods. And then they said this, and then the labor hearing is scheduled for... You know when someone talks like that? It's like the new way of debating, which is insane, where they talk like gibberish, and that's considered great debating. Well, you would have to speed read this sucker so fast that you wouldn't have any idea as to what you were questioning. So that's an impossibility. Even though I think eventually what should happen is they should be forced to read everything that they sign so that they have a reading period and they actually understand, meaning the people who represent us, the congressmen and the senators, they should have to read everything so they know what they're signing and they know what they're agreeing to when it comes to things like earmarks. Because I guarantee they don't know half of the hidden earmarks in there, which is why the Republicans are saying, of course, many of the Republicans have the earmarks, why they're saying that we're not going to pass this. We're not going to do it, right? All right, I'm going to switch gears here because I'm tired of talking about Washington. Are you tired of talking about Washington? Raise your hand. Email me. Send me a chat line. Okay, move off of Washington. We're tired. We know. We know what's going on. The government could shut down. Don't ask, don't tell. Might get repealed. It's on the first leg of that, but I'm not so sure that happens either. And probably the best thing that has a chance is the whole tax cuts bill to happen because of the compromise. I think that's all been agreed upon. And remember, that was one of the things the Republicans said, too. First, the tax bill has to happen so that you freeze the tax cuts, and then we'll talk about some of the other things. All right, I happened to read this about a school district in Oregon, and I know we have people listening to us in the great state of Oregon. And there's a public school district there where they had a Christmas tree up by itself. But there's some controversy over that because it's a symbol of Christians and it means Christmas and whatever. So what's happened is the Ashland School District, who talked to the superintendent, talked to the school board earlier this week, said that they're studying a couple of different things and that they're going to implement something a little bit different because there was some controversy last December when a principal removed a tree because a family complained that it meant Christmas and Christ and things that they didn't believe in. And then there were protests over the decision and all that other sort of stuff. So here we go again. You can't have a Christmas tree because that would leave out Muslim people, that would leave out people who don't believe in Christmas, that would leave out whoever, pick a religion, anyway, Scientologists, Hare Krishnas, just pick any of them and go in that direction. What happened to the whole we can celebrate our differences thing? I was just in New York, as you know, broadcasting from New York City when we were out there doing the domestic violence forum at Liz Claiborne. And you know what I love about New York? I mean, it is like it is in New York. There's a little bit of everything in that city. And I saw, you see menorahs, because Hanukkah, and you see Christmas trees, and that's fine. You go to Bryant Park, which is right by the public library in New York City, and there's a giant Christmas tree. You go to Rockefeller Center, and there's a giant Christmas tree. But guess what? There's menorahs all over the place, too. It's not a problem. There are other things to be had. There's room for all of it. Why do we have to bend like wimps every time someone complains about something that's been around for a long time? Manger scenes. I mentioned menorahs, angels, the Star of David. And why can't there be some sort of tolerance? I don't understand that. It's not tolerance. It's not tolerance. It's celebrating differences. Why are we even thinking about this? There's too much time wasted on this. There's just too much time. So, you know, ultimately what this school district is saying, they're saying if a tree is displayed, it should be surrounded with symbols from various religious backgrounds along with secular symbols. I don't know, fair or foul. And there's a million examples like this, too, by the way. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I don't understand why so much attention is paid to that. It doesn't make any sense to me, like I said. I mean, that's my 2 cents on it. Why can't a kid have a Christmas tree? Why can't you have a menorah? Why can't that Why can't they coexist? It's like I can tell. Notice this. Do me a favor. When you're out there running around at the last second because you haven't done a bloody thing and getting the few people you have to get the gifts for, you haven't done that, so you're running around getting these last-minute gifts. Notice if people say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas or what they say. Since I've been wherever I've been and the places that I've traveled to, I haven't had anyone say Merry Christmas. They all say Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays. Because they're probably told to say Happy Holidays. That was the other part of the, well, you can't say Merry Christmas, because that would be an assumption that the person believes in Christmas, they celebrate Christmas, and geez, that might be too offensive, so let's pick something generic. Let's shroud this whole thing. Let's throw a cover over it and think of the right thing to say. I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood, a Jewish, excuse me, Christian Protestant neighborhood, and I got to tell you, I don't remember this being an issue with us on the playground. I don't remember signs of a cold coming on. I don't remember this being something that we had struggles with. We knew that, yes, some of us were Jewish, some of us were Catholic, Christian, whatever. And it wasn't a big problem. Now I think we're almost creating the problem. We're almost spelling it out so much that it's out of control. It's the PC police gone wild. And then there are other examples of this we know. I mean, we could make a list as long as the earmarks on the politically correct things that are so infuriating in this country. There is a sensitivity chip that, you know, is necessary. But then when you like everything else in life, when the pendulum swings too far over to the other side, I mean, come on. Is that offensive to anyone, a holiday tree? And if in New York, the beacon of all that is PC, because think of the things that have happened in New York, they've got Christmas trees and traditions that have not been torn down. Otherwise, Rockefeller Center, why would they have the tree? It's something they've always done. They could say that it's too much of a symbol and then we're not going to do the tree thing anymore. Not do that at Bryant Park or not do any of the other things that they do. I don't know how I got on to this, but I wanted to get away from politics for a second and talk about some other things that were happening in other parts of the country. In Oregon, that was one of the things that they were grappling with in this public school district. My, oh my, how people bend to the will of one or two complainers. Stay with us on the flip side. We've got We Can Count.
Storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
All right, as usual, it's like a wild roller coaster ride. We're kind of out of control, talking about a lot of different things. Politics and the role they play in our lives because of what's being determined in Washington right now. And, of course, the over-the-top political correctness happening in Oregon. Oops, holiday tree, kids, don't look, cover your eyes. It might influence you. And after all, there are other religions out there. And if all the symbols aren't up, we cannot have a tree with lights on it. We don't want to influence you in any way or offend anyone. Why would we do that? Doesn't make sense, does it? Let's go out to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, what's your take on all this?
Oh, isn't this something? Gosh.
Ridiculous.
It is. It is. And by the way, Delaney, you better take care of that cough.
I know. Somebody on the chat said, I think she's getting pneumonia. I'm not getting pneumonia, but thanks.
You have what we call in the Midwest the epizootic.
Epizootic?
Yeah. That covers everything.
There you go.
I think the situation we have in this PC crowd, Kate, is the result of this great liberal education that we've gotten the last 3 or 4 decades. You know, we don't want to offend anyone, you know, by expressing ourselves and our own beliefs, you know, so we can't offend anyone. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain that.
I know.
You know, maybe we need an earmark to study that.
Well, it's better than pig poop. Why not? Oh, sure. We'll pay for that. We'll go for that. I agree.
Yeah. Well, you know, liberals express, you know, such a great tolerance for things. You know, we have to be tolerant. And, well, they're never tolerant about these things. You know, they're always complaining and expressing themselves in these PC issues. So I don't know what you can do about it. It's a mess.
It's a mess. It is. It's like a mad, mad world. You know, you had Archie Bunker in the 70s, and people would laugh and giggle at it for what it was. Now, you could never even have that script probably get approved by one of the major networks.
Right.
It's so insane. Right. It's like we've gone backwards. And why can't you have everything? That's fine if you have other things. You know, I'm not saying you can't have some other religious symbol or whatever, but why do you have to tear down the tree that's been there forever and then have people questioning, well, wait a second, why can't we have the Christmas tree? We've always said Christmas, the word Christmas. Is it that offensive? Is it that bad? And the answer is no, it's ridiculous.
Well, I think we are, in a sense, a secular nation, but we're based on Christian principles.
Right.
You don't have to accept Christian principles.
Right.
But we're so preoccupied with this PC crap like this that we've allowed the real important issues not to be taken seriously.
I know, and that's it. That's it in a nutshell. As always, you nailed the target. You hit it dead on. That's the problem, absolutely. Dale, take care. Thanks for your thoughts.
You bet. Bye.
He was dead on. Then that's it. I mean, it's something that we're not going to solve, and it's something that we talk about at least a couple of times a week on the show. And, you know, why can't we live and let others live? Where do we get to the point where we're so preoccupied with things like, oh, the elementary school has a Christmas tree. Oh, it chaps my hide. I don't let my kids watch the Charlie Brown Christmas because I don't believe in Christmas. I mean, come on. Give me a break. You know, speaking of Christmas, I was thinking about this today. Who was the person, and all of you that are there on chat or email or calling us, who was the person? Do you remember the person or the moment when you knew there was no Santa Claus? When I was in New York, one of the big department stores, of course, is Macy's, and their window display was, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, because she was told there was no Santa Claus, and she was, you know the story, and she went to find out, wrote to the newspaper, all that. So I was thinking about that, and who was the person that busted Santa for you? I think for me it was the kid next door that was a couple years older, and I think he made fun of the whole Santa thing, and then I eventually asked my mother, and I don't think she wanted to tell me, but it was so much in my face that there was no Santa that she had to tell me. And I must have been, I'll have to verify the story, but I think I was about 8 or 9. And I noticed with my nephew, who has some older friends, he still believes. Somehow, he's just turned 9, really, but he thinks there is a Santa Claus. So how many of you think there is a Santa Claus? Remember, we have the special infrared glasses that reflect, so I can tell if you're raising your hand. Do you think there's a Santa Claus, or do you not believe in anything that would be so secular or so ridiculous? How about that? You wouldn't believe in anything that would be so ridiculous. All right, without further ado, let's go to We Can Count. Meteorologist and one tall tale. Take a listen to this story in case you haven't heard it. The meteorologist in question is a woman who is on the tube in New York City, and she said that she was attacked in Central Park. Now, See, this is the problem with doing this. When you tell a story like this, it hurts other people who have been attacked, other women who have been victims of rape, which is terrible. So Heidi Jones is her name. They've suspended her from her job now at this point with, like I said, her tall tales of being raped while she was jogging in Central Park. And she's on a huge, I mean, just a huge station, and even does sometimes weekend Good Morning America stuff. I can't for the life of me think, why would she make up the story? Why bother doing that? And here's the thing, because she took the police through the whole rigmarole of investigating and all of that, she could be fined a pretty big sum for doing that. You know, for not for nothing, you're wasting the manpower on trying to track down these leads of somebody who, at least in that city, had a face, had a voice that people recognized and saw. So they put extra manpower on it. And WABC said they couldn't do anything but suspend her at this point. And she said that a man had tried to rape her while she was jogging in Central Park. So it would be a Class A misdemeanor. She could face a year in jail if she was convicted on it. And I think the bigger story here is they're going to look at this internally, and probably she loses the WABC thing. But what makes her do this? And of course, what did she say? The tale is that a Hispanic man in his 30s or 40s grabbed her from behind, dragged her into a wooded area, and attempted to rape her. She said that the would-be rapist was scared off by two people who were passing by who came to her aid, and the cops said that's where the story went awry, that it was just a lie, it was just nonsense. And, you know, like I said, you know, here's your money part of it, could get a, here's your money and your number part of it, could get a year, could get a $1,000 fine, probably loses her job. Happened on September 24th, and now it's all coming home to bite her. And I guess it's an attention thing. I mean, there must be a reason for that, but you would think she's getting attention as she's on a major station and she's doing the meteorologist thing. But it only hurts people who find themselves in those circumstances, I guess, is the sad part of the outcome of that one. We've been talking about this now, I think, for a big part of this show, certainly, if you were listening to some of the previous hours. When we go back to politics for a moment, the federal government could get shut down if they miss one of the deadlines this weekend, and it's this kind of catch-all spending bill for $1.1 trillion. The thing is, the earmarks are pretty deep in this. And the bill is crazy. It's almost 2,000 pages, just a couple shy of 2,000. There's your number part. So there's no way anybody's reading this. There's no way they could actually go through it. Wonder what the vote count would be when they actually go to take a vote on it. I can't imagine it passes unless they really strip this sucker, and they're going to have to strip it. Here's another big one. BP and the oil spill. This would be one of the top stories from this past year. I said we're going to look at the top stories from 2010. So BP is a big story. The Justice Department says they're going to sue BP over the oil spill because, remember, it was all about what they knew about the blowout preventer. So the government is asking for some pretty big bucks in this lawsuit. They have their ducks in a row, and it'll be they're going to try to recover billions of dollars from the largest offshore spill in U.S. history. But it's official. They sued BP. Hang with us.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the five steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
About the situation with BP and the fact that the Justice Department is going after them, suing them. I don't think this is a great big shocker, but here's what the Attorney General, Eric Holder, had to say about going after BP and why just BP.
We intend to prove that these violations caused or contributed to the massive oil spill and that the defendants are therefore responsible under the Oil Pollution Act for government removal costs, economic losses, as well as environmental damages. It is conceivable that as time passes and as evidence is developed, that additional entities will be added to the complaint. So this is where we stand as of now.
Well, yeah, see, that's the problem in trying to figure out what has happened and the ecosystem, what's been damaged, everything on the bottom of the ocean, everything on the bottom of the Gulf, really. How do you know? And the answer is you don't. You don't know what all the damage has been. And BP is very prevalent out there combing a lot of the beaches for tar balls. But how is the stuff, how is the stuff managed to stay on the bottom? What's creeping through? That's what we need to know. All right, we're going to switch gears because you know I love the deal that sent Cliff Lee, you know, he's a free agent, got the big bucks from the Phillies. The fact that Cliff Lee is going to be back with Philadelphia. My mother, who is a huge Phillies fan, when I was a kid, I grew up partially in New York and then we moved to Philly. And when I was a kid, baseball was huge in my family. Everybody was always talking about baseball. Football was too, but baseball, I think, was really number one. So I went to my first baseball game when I started to walk, really. And the Phillies were the team. Even when I lived in New York, I wanted to root for the Phillies, I guess because I heard people talking about it in my family and whatever. So the Cliff Lee thing is, before she even says hello to me the other day, the first thing she says is, Cliff Lee, did you hear about Cliff Lee? I'm so excited. And she was watching everything and telling me everything that happened that we already know and we discussed. But Cliff Lee had a real tie to the city of Philadelphia and didn't really want to leave. Felt kind of, I don't know if betrayed's the word, because that's part of the deal when you're in baseball, when you're in any sports now. I mean, it's just like this, and you could change the scenery can happen almost overnight. But he's happy to be back to the city of brotherly love. The people, his family felt comfortable there. His family also had a sick child, and the CHOP, the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, is the best in the country. So that also was a big lure for Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee, of course, gets his jersey back on Tuesday, and now people are still talking about it. Lee spurned some more big money offers from the Yankees and the Texas Rangers to return to the Phillies, who traded him away a year ago after he helped them reach the 2009 World Series. So here's Cliff Lee's take on all of that.
I never held any grudges, you know, for being traded. I understand it's a business and things like that happen. But from the moment I got here, from the first day, I knew it was something that was special and something that I enjoyed. And, you know, I wasn't sure if I was going to get another opportunity to come back or not. But the way things played out, I got that opportunity. There's plenty of money. I mean, when you hit a certain point, enough's enough. It's just a matter of where you're comfortable, where you're happy. Where your family's the most comfortable, what team gives you the best chance to win, you know. At this point, it's about trying to win championships. That's really the number one thing for me.
Yeah, see, hear how he said there that it wasn't, you get to a certain point with money, and he's right. Who cares at that point? Then it's just a question of, of where you want to play. So at 32, the left-hander, who's incredible, you know, in almost any rotation, you saw we did with the Texas Rangers, is now in an amazing, amazing rotation with Halliday and Oswalt and Cole Hamels, and I mean, just you have to think that the Philadelphia Phillies have a great chance to do some damage next year, but. Let's see, get to spring training and go from there. All right, some other big news as we continue down the lane with sports shorts. So number 33 in Philadelphia. Woohoo! Some of you emailed me about that because we ruffled some feathers, some folks that thought that the Phillies were becoming like the Yankees. Not a chance, my friends, not a chance. So Mark Cuban tried to buy a Major League Baseball team twice. Now he wants to take some of his money because he needs to make some noise to create a playoff alternative to college football's bowl championship series. Cuban, who never lacks for controversy or conversation, let's say, on the national scene, said that he's actively interested, but in the exploratory stage of creating and funding a playoff system. Wow. To crown a champion for Major League College football. I mean, this is such a layup when you do sports talk shows. You talk about why isn't there a playoff system? Because you've got it in basketball. You see how big the dance is and how intrigued people become with college basketball. So why don't we have that with football? And you get all kinds of crazy answers, and really the reason is money. Just look up what the bowls are worth to these teams, and there's so many bowls, crazy bowls all over the country. You go through and look at the bowl matchups and what the payout is, And that is the secret. The secret, and maybe it's not such a secret, the secret is that they want to hold on to the money. And the fear is, oh, if there's a playoff system, that money wouldn't be out there. And I wouldn't have a chance to, even if I'm, you know, have a okay record, but I get invited to a bowl, to make that extra $1 million or make a little bit of money on the side. So he's saying that he's really doing the research on it, and he wants to try to make it happen. He said he's talked to two athletic directors from BCS conferences who were pretty happy about the idea, and he's going to get in touch with some other school presidents and some state senators in the next couple of weeks to see if it's worth pursuing that idea. And he talked about, and see, this is the problem. This is how it will get shot down, because if you look at the amount of bowls out there, he's talking about a 12 or 16 team playoff field. So who gets left off? The higher seeds getting home field advantage, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, that's what it's about, the bowl games. And they still might be able to do the bowl games. And I've always said, if you can do a playoff system that you know with a little tweaking would work, but you could still do the bowls, then you might have something. Because without the bowls, there's no way they're going to agree to do that. And when I say they're going to agree to do it, I'm talking about the NCAA and also the colleges, because they want the money. Repeat after me. Follow the money. And in anything in life, and you'll see, and the money is, excuse me, the money is definitely in those bowls, so they're not going to want to give them up. All right, here's a note quickly about a Hall of Fame pitcher, Bob Feller, someone who many of us never saw pitch. There may be some old-timers out there that saw Feller pitch, or maybe you saw some footage of him. He was a teenager who was sensational as a pitcher, as a young pitcher. He died at the age of 92. He's a World War II hero. He's very outspoken. People used to go to him and ask him about baseball all the time. He won 266 games in 18 seasons, all with the Indians. He died of acute leukemia at a hospice, and he was pretty fit actually late in his life. I know that I talked to him at Nolan Ryan's deal when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I was thrilled to have a chance to speak to him for just a brief moment. So Bob Feller, dead at the age of 92.